Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Nepopsenam about the six paramitas. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Nepopsenam, 10834, February the 6th, 2022, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. In the six paramitas, the first paramita is the paramita of offering. To offer means to interact with others with the mind of giving to them without expecting benefits or any repayment. When we practice, we must practice accordingly with that sincere mindfulness of giving, for only then does it become the first paramita of offering. We practice not to receive benefits, but to serve others. And hence this is called the Boshi paramita, which means to eliminate our own greed. The second paramita is the paramita of precepts, which means to always respect and follow them. In order to keep the precepts, we do not try to linger in a state of mind of feeling sorry for ourselves. We must avoid doing things that we would later regret. This is what truly eliminates a mind of anger. Hence, this is called the paramita of precepts. The third paramita is the paramita of endurance, which means to think of everyone as Buddha and learn to live with the endurance of Buddha. We must try to realize its importance, because with this endurance paramita, we can strive to eliminate our own ignorance. Practicing means to diligently put into action whatever is right. Hence, the practice paramita is most significant. We should also engage in quiet meditation. Then, through this process, we become settled as time goes by. This is thus the practice paramita. When we can deeply engage in meditation, our mind becomes comfortable and the mind of wisdom appears. This is the quietude paramita. On account of the sagacity that we now possess, we do not have to doubt the things we must do. Thus, this is known as the Mahabanya paramita, which is the wisdom paramita. When we as practitioners practice and live by these six paramitas, our minds become comfortable. Thereafter, upon leaving this world, no troubles are encountered and our minds and consequent direction of life turn out to be very clear. Hence, we no longer remain or deal with negative persons, and even if we have to, we do not get caught by situations that are not positive. Presently, in this era and current century of enormous rapid changes, it is critical that we do not get caught by the untrue speech of others so as not to complicate matters. By being detached from such falsehood, we are not nervous about what is correct or not. With wisdom and astuteness in all circumstances, we can handle the tasks and challenges calmly and comfortably according to each situation. We thus fulfill all our work and duties wholeheartedly without any laziness. Then, regardless of the extent of technology that is available or we can access, we can look forward to a very good and comfortable life. Notwithstanding all the fluctuations occurring in the world, when our own minds are comfortable, our thought processes cannot undulate or change. Why? Because the comfortable mind existed before the universe had even appeared, and was always tranquil and at ease. It is only that we had not realized it all this time. We had, therefore, made ourselves unnecessarily insecure, immersed in worries and suffering. But Sukhamuni Buddha had realized this truth much earlier and thus became enlightened. His true realization has always been relayed to us in the past and now presently. Hence, all the masters and practitioners have been relaying Sukhamuni Buddha's teaching to us. So, let us join our two hands together in Habchang in most sincere appreciation and reverence towards them. Thank you very much, Chikwang Nepopsanim. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Chikwang Nepopsanim. So, please let us realize what Buddha had realized. I wish you a wonderful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.